Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, and I am the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, on my ride to work, I would like to talk about Ring Fit Adventure for the Nintendo Switch. Now, Ring Fit Adventure is going to be $79.99, so $80. And it's coming to the Nintendo Switch in exactly 1 month, October 18th, 2019. Now, what is it, you might ask? So, Ring Fit Adventure is a fitness game for the Nintendo Switch that includes heavy role-playing game elements. In fact, not only does it include heavy role-playing game elements, I think that it actually is a role-playing game. You know, there is an adventure, and there are turn-based battles, and all of it is about trying to kind of adventure through this land and defeat this lunky dragon weightlifter guy who is intended to kind of represent all the negative aspects of gym culture, like, you know, over-competitive spirit and, you know, negativity, etc. And so it's all just kind of, this whole bro thing is just tied up in this one dragon, which is, I mean, sure, whatever. The way the game works is, and the reason why it's $80 instead of, you know, the regular price for a game, is it includes the software, but it also includes a ring and a leg strap. So the ring is basically a Pilates ring. These are devices that have been around for a while. They're pieces of workout equipment. Essentially, it is a ring with handles on it. And for certain moves, you would push it or pull it or use it to kind of keep your arms in a specific distance apart while you do stretches and other workout style moves. It's got resistance, so when you push it, you're working muscles. When you pull it, you're working different muscles. It is, you know, that's what it is. The leg strap is literally just a thing to hold a Joy-Con to your leg so that it can become a kind of accelerometer, right? Because one of the keys in this game is, in order to move, you have to jog in place, which is a thing. So the idea is you jog in place and you kind of turn the ring, and depending on where you turn the ring, that determines where you go. And if you need to jump, you can, there's a move you can do if you want to summon a gust of air through your magical ring, because the key is the ring exists in game. If you want to summon a gust of air to push something over or break a crate, you got a move to do. If you want to jump, you got a move to do. And then in combat, as you unlock attacks to defeat monsters, you're going to have moves to do. And the better you execute those moves, the more damage you do. So I'm sure that you won't need perfect form in order to complete the game, but it sure will be easier if you follow the instructions. And what's neat is, the game actually gives you on-screen guidance as far as how to best execute the moves. And you get real-time feedback, because if you do it wrong, your attacks are weaker. I think this is a really neat idea. There are a lot of folks, when this was announced, this was actually announced last week, there were a lot of folks that questioned it. Specifically, what they were doing is, you know, just kind of thinking this is silly. You know, Nintendo has kind of gotten back to its roots with games. Why would they do this? And I'll tell you why they would do this. The Wii Fit, which included a really clunky piece of hardware that was not easily replaced, was basically, you know, almost like another console itself. Not really, but I mean, it was big. We still have ours. It was big. It was challenging to use, and yeah, so it was, you know, it was a large investment for them and for retailers to have it. But it also is one of the best-selling fitness games of all time. and it definitely made them their money back. So they know that people are interested in fitness products. This game is going to be a perfect Christmas gift for folks that just want to get a little bit more active. And this is one of those great, it's only an extra $20 over the price of a regular game. And it's coming out just in time to get some cool bundles for the holidays. Absolutely think this is a smart move by them. The lower investment with the same kind of product. I mean, people are more likely to get it. There's plenty of Switch users out there. I know we're in for this. Evan is already, pretty stoked about using this as an exercise program. Yeah, man, Nintendo has not stopped innovating. I think a lot of folks have forgotten that the Switch, which is wildly successful, was a risk. You know, before it came out and we had it in our hands and we knew that it worked, there were some people that were like, what? You know, including my wife. You know, when I told her what the Switch was, she didn't really believe it. But that's a huge innovation, and it has been a massive win for them. So to expect Nintendo to come back and not try and push the envelope and do weird stuff, especially if that weird stuff really isn't crazy weird, you know, like you're not controlling this with your brain, right? Like this is an RPG that you control with exercise movements. It's not completely outside of the realm. I think that we are... this is what Nintendo is all about, and they're never going to stop with this, especially when they have a little bit of freedom because of the wild success of the Switch. They swing for home runs. They don't need singles anymore. So this is going to be a home run, I am almost certain. And I guess if it doesn't, then we'll see it in the bargain bins for $50 eventually, and we'll deal with it then. So what do you think? You know, so I've shared my thoughts. Is your family gonna pick Ring Fit Adventure up? Is this, is this just not really your bag? Are you gonna just focus going to the gym or not doing any of this stuff at all? I'd love to hear your thoughts. We don't know much more about this game other than what we have been shown. Comes out in October, so we will be picking it up so that we can post some videos and talk about how the game works when it comes out. But I'd love to hear your opinions. Like, where are you at right now with the game? So I hope you guys have a great day. I will be back soon with another cool EFG Daily Commute News update. So until next time, I hope you guys have a great day. And don't forget to get your family game up. Bye now.